Grace, peace, and mercy be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Preaching the good news to all nations. That's the title of the sermon, and that's what Jesus preached. In that, with the preaching, there are teaching, driving out the evil spirit, and healing. Before going to that, I would say this to you. I am so thankful for the seminary, families, faculty, students, and staff for inviting me, especially to Pastor Loom, who actually called me that I should be a preacher for the chapel today. There are two or three things I would like to share with you. There was a preacher, it was a guest preacher, he went to a place to preach. After he finished his preaching, he went out and meet with the parishioners. And there a old lady came to him, said, "Oh, Pastor, I did enjoy your sermon." And the guy was so very pleased. He wanted to actually to see how he actually touched the life of that old lady. And he took a courage. He said, "Ma'am, I'm so thankful. What made you so joyful of my sermon? What did you hear? What word?" He said, "Oh, it was wonderful." And then what happened? And what I just want to tell you is, now there are four categories. Sometimes you say, "Oh, the sermon was so boring." "Oh, it was excellent." And now I have to take another step, whether I will be short or long. So that's what you will remember my sermon. Time does not matter. That's right? Okay. Here are the words that I would like to share with you. Jesus quote, "I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other town also, because that is why I was sent." Take a moment. You are a seminarian, you are a professor at the seminary, and you are a person who is called by Jesus to be his disciple at this moment. And Jesus starts his preaching, went into synagogue to a place where the Jews are gathered. There he went, he talked to the people, and people were amazed because of his message. They thought they never hear such that. And then he went on. A man who has that demons knew Jesus and say, "Ha! Are you coming to destroy me? I know you because you are the Holy One of God." Even the demons know who Jesus is. What about you, the Christians? Today, if I said, "I want you to go to somewhere," you may say, "No." You might be like Peter, who say, "Oh no, Lord, I never eat anything dirty. Oh, and I don't want to drink the water from Nile because they are not pure." But the demon know the power of Jesus. What about you? And he went on to Peter, St. Peter's house. What happened? He saw his mother-in-law had a high fever. When he rebuked, it went out. Because Jesus was with the people who abide by law, not by the gospel. They saw all the good things Jesus has done. Because it was a Sabbath day, they don't really want to follow him. What they did, they said, "Okay, let we wait till the sunset and then we will take all our people who need healing." And then when the evening came, they said, "Oh, now we are free." but you people who are led by the gospel. So you walk by the gospel and go and tell the power and the authority of Christ that is in you. When you say, I forgive you, when the pastor pronounced absolution, that power with Jesus cast out the demon is there with you. As a Christian, as a pastor, that power, when you say, I forgive you, it's no more than the proclamation of the gospel to you and to all nations. When these people see Jesus did all these good things for them, what happened? They say, well, you know what? We don't want you to leave this place. We want you to be our healer. And Jesus said to them, I must preach the good news of the kingdom of God to the other town also, because that is why I was sent. You seminarians, now it's time for the fourth year student to go out. The professor would give you the list. Choose where you want to go. And then I say, well, I need a medium town. Oh, I don't like a large city. Remember what Jesus said. He asked to go to other town and preach the word, because that's why he was sent. That's why you come to seminary to learn and go to be a missionary in Russia, in Latvia, in Cameroon, in Gambia, in Sudan, in Iraq, in Italy. All these are the places God wants you to go and proclaim his word. That's why you come here to learn God's word, so that you will have the power, the authority of Jesus to proclaim his message. You represent Christ. You are Christians. So you go and tell the people about the hope that you and I share in this moment, to proclaim God's word and bring the salvation to all people. I ended with a quote, because I said earlier, it has to be too long or too short. That's why you will remember me. Luke said, the Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, for the Son of Man came to seek and to save what was lost. That's the purpose. You and I are here, gathered together, and go and tell that good news to people who are still in darkness. If we go back and say, where is my neighbor? And where is my end of the world? It should be here in St. Louis, not in Africa or in Australia. But there are people who don't really know who Jesus is, even here in this city. That is your task, to go and preach the kingdom of God to them and to all who need Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.